As we heard a few moments ago, the standoff continues at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, where more than 100 armed Palestinians inside the church are surrounded by Israeli tanks and troops. The shrine is one of Christianity's holiest sites. Many Christians venerate it as the birthplace of Jesus. Reporter Charlie Sennett covers the Middle East for the Boston Globe and is author of a book on Christianity and the Holy Land. He says the Church of the Nativity has often been caught in the middle of the conflicts and turmoil of the Middle East.
Even the architecture of the basilica reflects a fortress. It was first built in the 4th century by Constantine and his mother, St. Helen, and it was very much designed, especially in its kind of modifications that were made in the 6th century, to prevent against the sacking of other empires. Probably the Persians would have been the fear at that point. So when you go to the basilica, you enter and you have to duck your head and go down. It's a very low entry point. And that very design was to prevent an army from invading. And so today, when we watch this playing out, we're really seeing part of that continuum of history of the Christian presence in the Holy Land, but also of the way in which it's been caught up in the turmoils and the conflict.
Has the church ever been used as a refuge before, or has there ever been actual fighting? We've heard both sides charging that the other has been either firing from the church or firing at the church.
In these modern times,
right?
I don't believe this has happened before. I know that in the First Intifada, in 1987, when Palestinians were prevented from gathering in any number larger than 10, there were often meetings inside the churches, including the basilica, where they would plan and organize and try to come together to do large demonstrations. But my understanding is this is the first time we've had fighting directly at the church, and the Catholic authorities there, the Catholic Patriarch or the Latin Patriarch, Michel Sabah, has tried to intervene in this matter.
You say that Palestinians have met before during earlier intifadas, which might seem strange because most of us think of the Palestinians as Muslims, but some of these Palestinians in the church now are actually Christian, right?
That's right. Some of these fighters, and my understanding is there are also civilians who've sought refuge inside the basilica. That's because the people of Bethlehem are also Christian. You know, we in America tend to think, well, the Palestinians equal Arabs equal Muslims. And of course, that's not true. There is a Christian presence in the Holy Land, and there are Palestinians who are Christian. It's called the Christian Triangle in the West Bank. And I think American Christians aren't aware of that. And by knowing about the Christian presence in the Holy Land, it's a way for people to think differently about this conflict, I think.
Well, let me ask you about that. Do you think that this kind of thing, this siege that's happening in this church, a sacred site for Christianity, could it change Christian views of the conflict?
I think it can. I think when we see a cross on the front page of our newspapers, which with the rubble and the smoke rising up from the tanks rolling in, when you see that cross in the middle of the Israeli-Arab conflict, I think many readers or people out there think, what is a cross doing there? We should be seeing a crescent moon of Islam, or we should be seeing the Star of David. The Christian presence complicates everything. It makes it wonderfully more complex, because when you know there are Christian Palestinians who are also fighting for justice, for a state, then we are forced to move outside of that dichotomy of Islam versus the West, or you know, Judaism versus Islam, the clash of civilizations. The Christian presence in the Holy Land forces us to rethink that, complicates the issue, and I think can also serve a very valuable role of letting Americans know that this conflict should matter to them, not just because there are people being killed and we should care about that, but also because the Holy Land is for all three faiths.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Charlie Sennett reports on the Middle East for the Boston Globe and is author of The Body and Blood, The Holy Land's Christians at the Turn of a New Millennium, A Reporter's Journey.